With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It was a strange homecoming for a pair of astronauts who actually didn't get to come home, even though their space capsule did last night. It landed in the New Mexico desert as Boeing's first ever manned mission came to a halt.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth. That landing coming at 11:01 and 35 seconds Central Time. 10:01 and
the company's empty Starliner capsule landing in the New Mexico desert late last night, but its two test pilots left behind at the International Space Station. A hard decision, according to Commercial Crew Program Manager Steve Stitch.
I think we made the right decision to not have Butch and Sonny on board. It's awfully hard for the team. It's hard for me when we sit here and have a successful landing to be in that position. But, it was a test flight, and we didn't have confidence with the certainty of the thruster performance, and that's really what led us to choose to have the uncrewed test flight.
Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams will spend about another 8 months at the International Space Station waiting to hitch a ride home from a SpaceX mission scheduled for that time. Former President Trump in Charlotte, North Carolina last night speaking to leaders of the largest law enforcement labor group in the country.
I am so deeply honored to receive the Fraternal Order of Police official endorsement for President of the United States. Thank you all very much in the room. I know you vote on that.
And the President's appearance came last night at the National Fraternal Order of Police gathering. Republican Vice President candidate J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris is actually to blame for inflation.
The only thing we need to do is boot her out of office, bring back common sense, energy, and economic policy.
Vance told the Salem Radio Network Hugh Hewitt show this week, the real solution to high prices is to avoid the kind of government regulations and price controls Harris favors. This is SRN News. An atheist organization is going after the Ten Commandments. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants officials in Jefferson County, Illinois, to pull down a large display of the Decalogue at the county courthouse. The foundation claims that the monument is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. County officials appear to be ignoring the atheists' demands. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate any expression of Christianity it can find in the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Massachusetts have passed a bill that would promote the LGBT agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure would require those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of LGBTQ adults and those living with HIV. It would also bar staff from discriminating based on a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, intersex status, or HIV status. This is SRN News. Hurricane recovery has been slower than expected in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding forced people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent.
That's John Scott reporting. The governor of California weighs in on legislation targeting illegals.
California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoes a bill that would have allowed illegal immigrants to apply for first-time homebuyer assistance under Assembly Bill 1840. The California Housing Finance Authority's program would have been prohibited from disqualifying applicants based on their immigration status. Newsom says the budget does not allow for that assistance. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.